Module 5. Exercise 1. Page 62. Speaker 1.
Until I was about 16, my mum always insisted on coming with me when I went shopping for clothes. One time, I wanted to go to this party, and I asked my mother if I could have a new pair of jeans. It took me ages to persuade her to let me go shopping on my own. I knew exactly what I wanted and exactly which shop sold them. It took me about 20 minutes to get to the shop, buy the jeans, and get home again. I didn't want to wear them brand new, so I figured I would throw them in the wash. Of course, I knew nothing about washing instructions, so I didn't even look at them. So I guess it shouldn't have come as such a huge shock to me when I took them out of the washing machine and they had shrunk about 3 sizes.
Speaker 2.
I must admit that I have a weakness for china vases. Big, small, round, square, I love them all. Last summer, my friend Kim and I decided to go to a local car boot sale. We were wandering around when suddenly I spotted a whole display of second-hand porcelain. Kim knew what I was like and tried to persuade me to keep away from the display. I refused to listen, though, and practically ran towards the seller and his wares. About an hour later, I was the proud owner of 12 new porcelain vases. Only, when I couldn't find any room on the shelves to put them, did I admit that perhaps I had gone a bit over the top. I mean, really, there are only so many vases that any one person can own.
Speaker 3.
I remember being invited to my first big dance. I was so excited. My best friend Jane told me that I would have to have something new to wear. Jane had mentioned a new boutique where she had bought a gorgeous dress the week before. She described the dress to me, and it sounded wonderful, so I thought I would go there and see if I could get one like hers. Well, I did find one like hers, but I couldn't get it in a colour that suited me. Anyway, in the end, out of desperation, I ended up getting this little mini dress. Without even trying it on, I bought it and took it home. You can imagine the look on my face when I put it on, only to find that it was about 2 sizes too big for me.
Speaker 4.
Every Saturday morning, my mum is good enough to babysit for my little boy and my best friend Julie's little girl, so the two of us can go and do a bit of shopping. Last week, though, Mum said she couldn't because she had read about a book exhibition that she wanted to go to. What it meant, of course, was that Julie and I would have to take our kids with us to the shops. It was a disaster. What with one toddler screaming for a box of biscuits and the other one crying for a bag of crisps, we nearly went mad. By the time we got home from the high street, we were absolutely exhausted.
Speaker 5.
Last summer, my oldest friend, Cindy, and I went abroad together on a shopping trip. It was absolutely amazing. There was so much choice and everything was so cheap. Anyway, we were in a popular shopping district when we came across a market stall selling perfume, all the top name brands. Cindy bought 4 bottles. At first, I thought I would pass, but Cindy kept going on about how I really should take advantage of the cheap prices. I finally gave in and bought 3 bottles. I don't think I need to tell you how angry I was 2 days later back home when I spotted a shop selling the exact same perfume at less than half the price we had paid.
Speaker 6.
My brother and I are twins, and when we were young, Mum always used to buy us the same outfits. Neither of us wanted to dress like the other all the time, and when we were teenagers, we would always make sure that we wore different things. Now we are in our 30s and have our own families. Recently, we were both invited to the opening night of a friend's new restaurant. When I saw my brother, I immediately burst out laughing. Clearly, we had both been shopping for the occasion and chosen exactly the same blue and white check shirt.